we're not just a couple guys taking turns on turntables. There's a live element going on to the music, as well as we have live visuals going on that very much speak to the same ideas around representation and misrepresentation of Indigenous people through the media, and kind of showing these images in a different light, in a light that you can have fun with or you can laugh at, but that's also very confronting at the same time. We travel with our own dancers, but we also love to get dancers from the communities that we visit involved. Again, this idea of reputation, how we want to show ourselves, how we want to be seen, and seeing that kind of participation at a show, for me, is always really exciting, you know, to really watch Indigenous people own the space. One of the most exciting things is watching people have that type of shared experience of listening to music, of dancing together. You know, and when you're talking about issues between Indigenous people and settler people within North America, finding that common ground to even begin to have a civil conversation together is really difficult. So, you know, in this really kind of unexpected way, if people from all backgrounds can come and enjoy our music, enjoy what is essentially an Indigenous experience together and start to create a new experience, then you're a step closer to finding that common ground.